The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Backbeat Radio, a new show today on HealthyLife.net. Jay Cruz checking in. And today on Backbeat Radio, nope, not going to be talking about things I normally do. We actually have a guest. And today our guest is very talented. Her name is Shai Okunya. And there's a unique spelling to her name as well, which I'm going to let Shai tell you about in a few minutes when we give out her website and places to find her. Shai, among being a talented singer-songwriter, is also a professor in television and film here in the Los Angeles area, and is also a visual artist, and has quite an extensive background in performing music, writing music, and a couple releases that we'll be listening to a little bit later on today. Sort of reminds a lot of folks who have listened to Shai's music before vocally, kind of touching on maybe Susie Sue, Patti Smith, and one of my all-time favorites, Chrissy Hynde, and a little bit of Jeanette Napolitano from Concrete Blonde in there as well. And we're going to be playing a lot of music from Shai Okunya today and give you a chance to find out more about her and pick up copies of the Mystery EP, which is the most recent thing she did. It's kind of interesting that Shai worked with guitarist engineer Roby Banerjee, who happened to be someone who my band worked with, which is a very small world and coincidence. And if that reason nonetheless was valid enough reason to invite her here. But when we hear her music, I think you'll see also why Shai is on the show today. Welcome to Backbeat Radio, Shai Okunya.
Thank you.
So let's start talking about your music and an artistic path. How did you decide that, what was the thing that first got you into music? Was it going to a show live, something in your parents' record collection, or picking up an instrument for yourself?
Just hearing musicians on the radio. I just, as a kid, I was glued to the radio. And I learned how to play guitar over the phone. I had a friend who lived across town, and he would give me like first finger, first fret, first string, mm-hmm. and I would write down these chords, and then I'd run around the neighborhood, and I'd, you know, borrow a guitar, and I taught myself how to play it. That wasn't my first instrument. My first instrument was the piano. So, eventually, when I got older, I started writing songs.
Now, older for you, what time did you start writing songs? Sometimes I could be like 12. For me, it's like, 45.
I started playing the piano around 10. I started playing the guitar around 11, 12, somewhere in there. And I started writing songs about, I think, 16-ish, mm-hmm. something like that, right around 16.
And did you record those right away, or did you just write them and keep them in a notebook and kept working on them?
No, well, I did record them, but the technology was so primitive, I would have one of these little cassette decks, and, uh-huh. and I would put them down on that. So I have all these cassettes, sort of, you know, obsolete cassettes with ideas on them. But my first professional recordings started in the 80s, mm-hmm. started in the 80s, mid-80s, yeah.
And some of the musicians I mentioned that you, and we'll hear from the six-song EP, Mystery, which we'll play a lot of music for in a little bit today, that's definitely a period that I can tell was your a very influential period on you. I can, you know, the guitar is a little bit more compared to stuff of that sound, like Echo and the Bunnymen or Edge and U2, and the bass is a little more driving and a little bit more dynamic than some of the classic rock, blues-based type of performances. The modern rock bass players are very, a little bit more free. You know, they had a little more of a jazzy kind of vibe to them, you know. And a lot of the music that you do definitely lends itself to that. So was that something that you were you just into the music at the time, or did you you really, really liked some of the other artists that you listened to and just really kind of wanted to emulate them? Was it all kind of one at the same?
Well, I have influences, and a lot of them are from the 80s. A mm-hmm. lot of them are from the 80s. I do like stuff from the 60s as well, and from the 90s as well. So, but sort of that period with U2 and Chrissy Hynde and Susie and The Cure and all of that, mm-hmm. that was I liked all that stuff, and mm-hmm. I also liked the gothic stuff, like Sisters of Mercy and Mission UK and that kind of thing. So it was very influential. And as far as the songwriting goes, Joni Mitchell was very influential on mm-hmm. me also because of the depth of her songwriting.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of influences you'll hear in there that may not be apparently obvious, but they're sort of underneath.
Well, thanks for mentioning some of those other bands like Sisters of Mercy, Mission UK, and some of that, because I remember as I was doing college radio at the time, that was a lot of the music that we were, you know, playing that was new at the time and sort of the direction music was going, you know, in the post-punk, modern rock type of underground alternative goth music. But they, while having their own sort of style with the guitar and bass parts, there was the lyrics and songwriting was a little more emotional and in depth. You know, it's time when, to me, music was still sort of growing, maybe out of the spirit of the 60s and a little bit less of the 70s. It wasn't so kumbaya and let's change the world. There was a little more, well, the world's not changing yet. And then it came back to maybe we need to change ourselves or change our environment a little bit and became a little more, still continued socially conscious, but in a different way. But that was kind of on the opposite of like what became known as like the Sunset Strip music of the 80s, you know, the Motley Crue and, you know, that stuff, which, you know, a lot of people look back and think that, or they think a lot of the MTV Culture Club type Duran Duran pop that was around as well. So there was the definitely the undercurrent of the gothic post-punk, and I don't say modern rock, you know, because that became a term later that I think radio just invented, but there was definitely some emotional music at that time, and definitely a scene that was definitely a little more going on. And you were here in Los Angeles, which is definitely a very prevalent place internationally for a lot of that. So I mean, it's very cool that you did that. So we're going to go ahead and play something from an album in 2003, and this is called Moment of Darkness. And there's a story about someone in here who does backing vocals, Rosemary Butler, and I think let's talk about her and your story with Rosemary after we listen to this song. And the song is called Children of the Night, and this is from Shai Acuña's Moment of Darkness here on Backbeat Radio.
Children of the night, children of the night, children of the night.
Children of the Night. That's from Shai Acuna here on Backbeat Radio. I like it. It's good stuff. Now, got a lot of good people on there. Rosemary Butler, we had mentioned before, and she's done some work with some prominent famous people, vocalist. And tell us a little bit about how her and your connection with her, how you met her, and some of the things that you also did after this album was done.
Well, I had become aware of her during a Jackson Browne concert, and I basically said, well, who is that woman singing that way? And I really loved her voice. And then years later, I saw in that she was teaching. And so I signed up for voice lessons with her, and I studied with her for a while. Later after that, she was putting together a choir for Neil Young's Living with War CD, and it was I was just so honored to be part of the 100 Voices choir, and it was just really a wonderful and very long day over at Capitol Records, and we cranked out that whole thing, at least the choir's part of it. And that was just absolutely memorable, and she was also one of the two conductors for that project.
Now, what was the Neil Young 100 Voices Choir? What was that to do again?
That was on the Living with War CD that he put out, and part of his vision for that was a choir, and so all these backup singers from all over everywhere were in that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just part of that.
Now, have you been familiar with his new work, the Monsanto Years, and any of that?
No, not.
Well, it's interesting because Neil, number one, he just rocks. I mean, Neil's cool. I love Neil. By everyone who's worked with him, met him, he's a genuine, 100% real, down to earth person. He still keeps an artistic integrity that's rare or less common these days. It's not as rare, but just less common. But he's got Willie Nelson's kids. Or sons, Lucas and Micah, who have the band Promise of the Real. They're kind of his backup band for this tour. And they're out there, and it shows in support of the new album, The Monsanto Years. They're just educating people about Monsanto and GMO stuff and getting people politically aware about, you know, food. And, of course, he was involved with Farm Aid and the Bridge School and with this, with, you know, veterans and people from war. So, So you had an experience getting to meet him through working, and he shared some time with everyone involved in that, right?
He did. He was very generous. He took pictures with everybody. He paid everybody's scale. That day was just a joy to do,
mm-hmm.
even though it was very, very long.
They usually are. I mean, it's not like just coming in doing Backbeat Radio for an hour or something, but this show's actually taken a little bit longer than people behind the scenes actually know. Oh, now one of the other things I wanted to ask you is, I coincidentally wore a rock and roll T-shirt for my collection today in honor of the Viper Room. You know, figuring you probably, you know, maybe had seen the Viper Room, but ironically, you saw the Viper Room before it was the Viper Room. In fact, you played there.
Yeah, I in the early '90s, I played it was the Central at the time. I played there. I played the Troubadour, the Roxy, the Whiskey. You know, just basically the clubs in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a band. It was called Into the Black, so it wasn't under my name. But, mm-hmm. but we got written up in various places. I think it was the Weekly and Music Connection. And so we did play the club scene in the early 90s.
What was your favorite of those places to play? Did you have one that stood out or a good performance? Maybe you had a good crowd or something that was a little better than expected. A lot of times, I don't know, a lot of times nowadays, you know, bands don't do as many shows, it seems. You know, it used to be more of a steady rotation where maybe you'd play a series of all of those clubs maybe within 2 or 3 months. You'd have a gig maybe every couple of weeks at another show, and now it seems like bands play less and less out there. What was it like back then? Was it a little bit more bunched up in a shorter period? We used band Into the Black trying to, you know, kind of you know, make moves, shake town up, maybe get notice of some radio stations or record labels and A&R people or any of that stuff. Was that kind of going on?
As of the clubs, I liked the Roxy the best,
mm-hmm.
As far as like the sound and all our foggers and, you know, everything mm-hmm. else we had going. We also had audio-visual component going on. We had TV monitors up there and stuff like that. But that I think was one of the better shows because they put us with bands that were somewhat in the same genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they would we would be grouped with bands that had absolutely nothing to do with the type of music that we were into.
Yeah,
like maybe they were all fronted by female vocalists,
mm-hmm.
but completely different styles of music. So the audiences would be different. So
that's a good point. Sometimes bands will, and I play in a band that has a female vocalist. We've been in some situations where, yeah, here's a country rock band, which maybe is kind of us, and then here's a soul dance band, which is, and then here's a band that's like a bunch of young wannabe Frank Zappas, you know, and that's the crowd in one night, and it's like three drastically different audiences and crowds, which is a little bit more challenging. Back in the 80s and even into the 90s in a period, it was more, people would stick around. I don't know if it was people's were more open to a variety of music or just that they were more like-minded, a little bit more like-sounding bands. It was easier to find a kind of a similar night one night and kind of stick to the same. So, but that was back then. We're talking about now, and Shai Acuña's latest EP. Now, this came out about the beginning of 2015 or late 2014? Mystery.
We finished it in mm-hmm. 2014, but it got released on CD Baby in January of 2015.
Okay. And let's go ahead and give your website out right now, and then we're going to roll a song from Mystery. We're going to play Sweet Poison, and there's a video for this song as well, so people can find that on your website and YouTube.
Yes.
Why don't you give them that name?
CHEYACUNA.com. And I'm also building another website that's going to be shayacunamusic.com. So that would be CHEYACUNAMusic.com.
All right. And this is available on CD Baby right now?
Yes. Hard copy and download.
Okay.
And iTunes, too.
Yeah. Sometimes, sometimes I like having a CD copy, but every now and then I like to have stuff to listen to on my new phone, you know, so that's a good thing too. And iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon too?
Probably. Wherever CD Baby distributes,
uh-huh.
it's pretty much all over the place.
All right, cool. And the website is Shai Acuña, CHEYACUNA.com?
Yes.
All right, we're going to hear the song that is also featured on a video if you go to that website. This is Sweet Poison from Shai's Acuña's Mystery EP here on Backbeat Radio today.
Got me passion and adrenaline. I hold back, but there's no one like you. You reach out and pull me in. I feel your touch upon my skin. And staying here is all that I can do.
Sweet Poison, Shai Acuña here on Backbeat Radio. Now, there's a video to that song.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, and they can go to the website, which is cheyacuna.com?
Yes.
And pronounced how?
Shai Acuña.
All right, we'll be back in a moment with our guest in studio today, Shai Acuña, on Backbeat Radio right after this.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to Backbeat Radio today on HealthyLife.net. Jay Cruz with in-studio guest Shai Acuña. And I like your name. It's cool. It's got a lot of charisma.
Thanks.
I have to keep looking at it and try not to say it the way it's spelled. So please give out the spelling of your name so our listeners can look you up and find your website and music on CD Baby and YouTube videos.
C-H-E-Y-A-C-U-N-A.
All right. That's Shai Acuña. And find her online and the YouTube videos. So the stuff we're checking out from this pretty new release, Mystery, actually available for digital download and also on the hard copy CD. Now, when you ended up kind of getting to the recording process, how did you go through the process of selecting the studio and producer and stuff? I may or may not have mentioned at the beginning Roby Banerjee's. He is involved with our band's studio and production. My friend Willem had gone and played, I think, the Mints or something like that, and he was doing sound there, and they ended up talking about a love of a particular obscure musician, and next thing you know, he's got time in a studio, and there you go.
Well, I met Roby through Bob Gustin, who played with my ex-keyboard player. Todd Jasmine.
Okay.
Way back when. And so Todd gave me Bob's name, and I met with Bob and Roby, and ended up working with Roby, which was just really a wonderful experience. It was the best in-studio experience that I've ever had. And he introduced me to Rob Taylor, who's on drums, and also to Dave Scholes, who's on keyboards. So they had like so many creative ideas and just took the music to just another level.
And that's what in the nowadays where a lot of up and coming musicians they can do production at home, so to speak, with Pro Tools, or think that they can do a lot of this and that. But when you have an actual producer and someone talented in there to take your songs and sort of collaborate with you, that's where it really kind of goes to the next level oftentimes. You know, we write songs, create them, and then bring them there, and a producer can hear things that maybe we've overlooked or make one little change that opens it up to a new way. So that's it's cool that you're able to kind of get that experience. So the next song we're going to hear is called One Less Angel. Is there any particular story about this?
Yeah, there is. I lived for many years with someone I considered my soulmate, and he died of cancer, and this is the song I wrote for him.
All right. Well, that is a powerful story in and of itself, and here it is in the musical form, One Less Angel. This is from Shai Acuña's Mystery EP today on Backbeat Radio.
Yeah. with you. It's okay to be me. Now I'm left with a memory. There'll be one less angel, one less angel, one less angel on earth tonight. Like the sun, you are gone. Pink skies and echoes, darkness and dawn. When sorrow's like a second skin, you can't let it out and you can't hold it.
That's One Less Angel from Shai Acuna and the Mystery EP. And, well, you pretty much said what that song was all about. And very powerful how music can be very therapeutic and get the message across. Now, we're going to go ahead and jump into our next song here very quickly. And you're telling me a story off air how you guys were trying to figure out the right drum beats and just quite wasn't there. And tell us a little bit of how you got to what you got on September Rain.
Well, Dave Scholes, the keyboard player, threw in a very creative idea, and he said, let's channel Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes song, because mm-hmm. of the African tribal sort of idea. And that was exactly what I was looking for. And then we went with that, and it was exactly the right feel.
Mm-hmm. That's great how you musicians will be able to refer to a song out of the memory banks in a certain part, and not that you're copying it, so to speak, but just put you in that mind space of, that's the kind of feel I'm looking for.
Yeah,
you know,
feel.
Like I want something spicy, like Thai food, but not quite Thai food, but yeah. Going to go for this kind of drum beat. So this is September Rain. It is also on the Mystery EP from Shai Acuna, and why don't you give them the best place to find you social media-wise?
I am on Facebook.
Okay. You want people to follow you there?
Sure.
All right. Here is September Rain with the cool drum beat on Backbeat Radio from Shai Acuna on HealthyLife.net. Song that you're talking about drum beats, there's a lot of piano in that one. That's September Rain from Shai Acuna here on Backbeat Radio. And we're going to come back and play a couple more songs from Shai Acuna's Mystery EP and talk a little bit more about what she's doing right now and reference to some more music as we continue with our special guest. Shai, why don't you spell your name and give them your website one more time before we get a break.
C-H-E-Y-A-C-U-N-A. And the website is cheyacuna.com.
And we'll be back with Shai Acuna in studio today on Backbeat Radio on HealthyLife.net.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
All right, we are getting close to the end of Backbeat Radio today, having a great time with our in-studio guest, Shai Acuna, and playing songs from the Mystery EP, which came out early 2015 and is available on CD Baby and on her website, which is shaiacuna.com, right? Sometimes I forget, it's .net.com, so it's .com, and CD Baby, where people can find you as well. Now, we're going to play the title track to the EP, Mystery, and then talk about some of the stuff that you're following up with as well, but we're queuing this up, and there's like a story to the guitar technique on this you were mentioning.
It was my first introduction to this sort of a gadget that the guitarists are familiar with and use, and it's called an e-bow.
Hmm.
And Roby and I were trying to figure out how to create a vibe on this particular song to make it stand out from some of the other ones. And we were trying this different things, and then he broke this thing out, and it was like, yeah, that's just perfect. That's the one right there.
All right. Well, let's listen to the title track Mystery from the EP with the Ebo on HealthyLife.net on Backbeat Radio with Shai Acuna in studio today. Featuring the Ebo, that's Mystery, on Backbeat Radio from Shai Acuna. That's cool. That's a really interesting sound. I didn't know what to expect. I heard it queuing it up really quick, and I think I listened to your stuff on your website once, a couple weeks ago, and didn't quite remember that technique. I remember the helicopters in one of your songs.
That's in the Moonshine Stark. Yes. Yes, it is.
So, well, speaking about mystery, it's a six-song EP, which is great. I think there's a lot of good music on here, and I do think you're one of the best vocalists I've had on Backbeat Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's from the heart. I'm not just saying that because you're here and I'm trying to butter you up. I think it's really true. No, I really like your influences. We mentioned on one of the songs I played earlier, I can't remember which one now, but there was just a moment where you hit a note that sounded very much like Concrete Blonde's Jeanette Napolitano. And I know that's one of your biggest influences. So I definitely hear some of the good music you absorbed and have turned it into your own. So with that being said, you're going back into the studio for some stuff that didn't make it onto Mystery. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm currently recording again with Roby and Rob. And
it's always interesting when a band or an artist is doing a record or recording. Through the process, you have a batch of songs ready to go, and through that, isn't it weird how you end up writing more songs all of a sudden? And you're like, why are these songs coming to me? I'm trying to finish and record the songs I've had. But at the same time, we all know that don't say no to the inspiration, because this is good and I'm going to need it sometime, and why not work on it now? So that was happening right as you were wrapping up the recording, or soon after? It was all sort of timing at the same, or?
No. I'm sort of like redoing a song that I wrote way back in 2012.
Mm, okay.
It's called "There's Just Something About You." So, but I didn't think there was anything to it. But then I thought later, well, maybe there is. Mm-hmm. So it's just in its infancy right now.
Do you have a lot of notes of songs, little ideas, or fragments of poems, or little key changes, or chord progressions, or melodies? Do you record them, keep them on paper?
Yes, I do. I write them down, and sometimes if they're hitting me about 4 a.m., I put them on my phone. But a lot of times, more times than not, a song will come to me all at once, and that doesn't mean that it arrived there all at once, because it incubates for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it sort of like goes around and around, and then all of a sudden, there it is, and then I'll go back and make revisions, you know, I'll tighten it up, or I'll, you know, just tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
But typically the structure is there.
Mm-hmm.
At once.
Yeah, it's interesting how a lot of it comes to you like about 80-90%, and then yeah, you go back and adjust, or add a little color, a little spice, a little flavor. But you know, so much of it comes, and you know, I also would think it's good for us to not fall into the Axl Rose syndrome, where we try to make everything a 12-minute epic song that's just beyond the greatest thing I could have ever done in my lifetime, and just go, yeah, it's a good 3-minute, 4-minute song. It conveys some feelings and emotions, has a nice melody, and I'm going to call it a song and move on to my next one, too. So that's very fun. So Shadowland is the last song we're going to play today, and then we're going to have to say goodbye because we're just about out of time. This is from Shai Acuna and her EP Mystery. Please go to her website, cheyacuna.com, and hear Shadowland on Backbeat Radio. Right, that is Shadowland from the Mystery EP from Shai Acuna. You've been our guest today on Backbeat Radio. Did you end up having a good time?
Yes.
Thanks for sharing all your inside stuff. And let us know one last time where our listeners can find you.
CHEYACUNA.com.
All right. Are any plans to play live in the future, putting together the band? You got 2/3 of them right here on this album.
Yes. Yeah, I do have plans. I do have plans.
All right. Well, when the new music is done, it would be an open invitation for you to come back and play that. And that'll happen when it's all set. All right. Thanks again for being on today, Backbeat Radio. And folks, go find Shai Acuna online and download her music. Buy it. Send off to CD Baby and get a hard copy of the CD. And tune in next week to Backbeat Radio. Please go to the HealthyLife.net on-demand archives for past shows. Maybe check out this show, download it, and share it with a friend, and look for a future upcoming guest here on the show. I'm Jay Cruz. We'll be back next week, 12 noon Pacific time, here on Backbeat Radio on HealthyLife.net.